Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Live from Indianapolis, where the Browns will scrimmage again today with the Indianapolis Colts. Second day of training camp practice in Indy before they take the day off tomorrow and play the Colts at 4 p.m. in a game that can be heard right here on The Fan Saturday at 4 p.m. Mary Kay Cabot watching Browns practice yesterday and will watch it again today. Mary Kay, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. We're obviously keeping an eye on what's going there, getting the reports. And let's start with Hilliard. There was a report, obviously, yesterday that he got banged up. Do we know anything, Mary Kay, about his status?
No, not yet. He did end up having ice wrapped on his leg yesterday towards the end of practice. We could see that, but they're keeping all that injury information really close to the vest right now because they really don't have to tell us anything. So when we get out there to practice today, which I will be getting out there soon, once we see who comes out and who's over on the bikes, then we'll have a little bit more knowledge about some of that.
Mary Kay, you know, I was a little surprised when they traded Duke that they didn't bring a veteran. And I know if you're a veteran at this point, there's reasons. I get it. But I was a little surprised they didn't bring a veteran into camp. But if the Hilliard injury ends up being something that could affect him into the start of the season, the rest of the depth chart, not including Kareem Hunt, who's suspended, is undrafted rookies. Do you think if Hilliard's injury is even a few weeks, that they might look at the veteran ranks in free agency?
Yeah, I would think so. I would kind of think that you would have to. And I mean, it's unfortunate because, you know, you look out there and you've got Kareem, and he looked so good yesterday. He got some work with the first team, and you can just see what's coming down the pike. But obviously, that's not going to happen until week 10. So I do think that if it's anything serious at all with Dontrell, and again, we don't know anything yet, I would think that they would probably have to add someone.
What do they think about these other guys, like the Ernest Johnson and some of the other guys that got some reps? I forget the one kid's name who had the big runs at the end of the game.
Trayvon Gray?
Yeah, he kind of looked like a monster. But
Trayvon Gray?
Up against some guys who were, you know, third-teamers and whatnot. But did they like any of those guys?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're working hard. They're camp guys, though, for the most part.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, you watch them, you see them running hard, and, you know, you don't really think that they're going to be around too much longer or that they could possibly end up on the practice squad. So I think that's been kind of the vibe. But obviously, if Hilliard is injured, then, you know, one of those guys will take center stage. And, you know, it could be either one of them. Trayvon Gray spent the first bit of camp on, you know, the non-football injury list with a groin. And so he's just kind of getting back into the flow. Johnson, you know, he looks good out there. So, yeah, we'll have to see how this goes.
We're talking with Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com. Mary Kay, Ross Tucker was on our station earlier this week, and he said his biggest concern about the Browns is the offensive line. Apparently, Tony Romo, in an interview coming up today, may have referenced the same thing. You know, we're all a little concerned about it. I think there's still some concern with Greg Robinson. He played pretty well last year, but his track record's spotty, obviously. But especially at right guard, there doesn't seem to be an answer. Obviously, when they traded Zeiler, they hoped Corbett would step up. That has not happened. How concerned are you about the O-line and specifically about right guard?
Well, I do think it's a concern that right guard is not settled yet. Even yesterday, he was rotating a couple of other guys in there, Lamb, Forbes, giving them some reps with the first team in the red zone. And when you see that, and we even asked Freddie afterwards about that, he said, I never said anything was set in stone yet, even though Eric Kush has been starting there for the past couple of weeks. He's still trying to drive the competition. What we haven't seen there is Austin Corbett. So it's almost like, you know, where did he end up in terms of this right guard competition? And Kyle Kalis has a concussion, but still, you know, Freddie doesn't seem happy with what he's seeing there, or at least he's still trying to, you know, keep the fire lit under Eric Kush so that he doesn't get too comfortable there. So I am concerned. I think the five guys on the offensive line need to be working together, especially by this point in the season.
What is the latest with Odell Beckham Jr., and will we see him at all during the preseason in live game action, Mary Kay?
Well, you know, good question. Maybe not, because I certainly don't think he's going to play in this game, given that he does have some kind of a hip injury. So that leaves really only the third preseason game. And you know, that's coming up quickly, too. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, he's certainly not going to play in the fourth preseason game, so that would give him one more chance. And, you know, I do think this is something to kind of keep an eye on. Now, when we have seen Odell and Baker work together, they've looked amazing together. I mean, they look like they've been together for a long, long time. But I still think that there's no substitute for repping it over and over and over between your quarterback and your receiver, so that when in the heat of the moment, you know, you can trust each other, you know you're going to be where you're supposed to be, you're going to catch the ball. They're both so talented, maybe it won't be an issue at all, but they are missing valuable time.
Mary Kay, we were talking before about, you know, chemistry, and obviously, you know, when Baker makes the comments that he did yesterday when he said we trust the coaching staff, he basically, I thought, was insinuating they didn't trust the coaching staff last year, which is not surprising. It seems like Baker's got a great relationship with the coach, that a lot of the key guys have a great relationship, but it's not like they're buddies. There's a mutual respect. Baker and Odell have a great relationship. I mean, is the chemistry as good as it seems on the surface?
Yeah, yeah, it's really good. I mean, absolutely, 100%, it is. And you know, you can just see that Baker has a comfort level with the entire coaching staff. And I think part of it is because, you know, it's all under one umbrella. It's Freddie, Drew Stanton, Ryan Lindley. You know, those guys are very, very tight, and Baker is right in there with them. And now you've added, you know, Todd Monken to the mix, and they're all kind of pulling in the same direction, which was obviously not happening last year. So I think Baker feels really good and confident about it. I still think that there are some challenges for Baker in this, you know, in this preseason, with Odell being out, now with Antonio Callaway being out. I still think that, you know, I'm looking out there too much and seeing, unfortunately, him always throwing to Jalen Strong and Rashard Higgins and Derek Willis, and that's really not what you want to see every day.
All right, Mary Kay, your entire bank account is on the line. You have to bet on which three linebackers get the most snaps. Which three are you picking, and in what order?
Throughout the season, are you talking about?
Yes, yes.
Most snaps. I would say Kirksey, Schobert, and Taki Taki. And I would probably go maybe Schobert, Kirksey, Taki Taki.
So you think Taki Taki will play more than Mac Wilson?
Right now I do. I mean, I think Mac brings a lot to the table. But I think that just down for down, I think Taki Taki's probably a little bit ahead of him in some regard. And, you know, who knows? I mean, Mac is coming on strong in a lot of different ways, but I don't know that he'll outplay Taki Taki.
We're talking with Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com. Mary Kay, is Seth the Valve not making this team?
Good question. He's out with a concussion right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe he'll end up in, you know, some kind of an injured list or some type of situation like that. It's been a tremendous setback for him to miss so much time. We haven't even seen him for quite a while. It's giving an opportunity for guys like Demetrius Harris to get out there and play a lot. Now, of course, David Njoku, he missed yesterday with a knee injury.
Right.
So, you know, so they've been a little bit thin at the tight end position. And, you know, you're looking out there a lot at Farrell Brown and Demetrius Harris and guys like that. So, again, these are some challenges that I think that Baker has been facing, that he doesn't necessarily have all of his top guys out there.
Mary Kay, just give us an overview of practice and what it was like. I mean, all we can see is the tweets. I mean, how did the offense look, the defense, how did they look? I know that the offense apparently had, like, you know, a lot of plays against their ones, couldn't get in the end zone. What was the competition level like? What was the vibe of the practice?
Well, the energy is very good. The pace is very fast. The Colts are a very fast football team, and they do look to be like they're going to be very good in 2019. I know a lot of people were talking about them as being a Super Bowl contender, and now some of that is in jeopardy with Andrew Luck being injured, but they look good and solid. They've got a lot of really strong positions on this football team. And again, I mean, Baker Mayfield had a 16-play drive yesterday, and they couldn't get it into the end zone. Once again, you know, I wasn't looking out there and seeing a ton of, you know, you didn't see Odell Beckham Jr. out there. You didn't see Antonio Callaway. You know, you didn't see Kareem Hunt. Well, Kareem actually was out there some with the first team. But yeah, they were not able to punch it in. Right at the end, Rashard Higgins had one broken up right at the goal line on third down, third and goal from the five. So that was kind of disappointing for Baker. I'm sure he's going to come out with some extra resolve today. I only watched offense yesterday because you've got defense on one field and offense on the other field. And so I can't speak to the defense as much. I will say, you know, I was expecting some, you know, I wanted to see T.Y. Hilton like against Denzel, and, you know, Denzel didn't practice. There were no real, you know, huge plays that were made on any of the cornerbacks or anything like that. I think Greedy gave up some plays, and, you know, he may have had his little challenges along the way from what I understand. But I think the competition is really good. It's not like, you know, the Browns are finding themselves thinking, oh, geez, we are absolutely 100% a Super Bowl contender here, and, you know, there's a disparity. No, it's not like that at all.
Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com. Mary Kay, let's talk about a few competitions here. First of all, Damon Sheehy Giuseppe was a great story last week. Does he have any real shot of making the team?
You know, if receivers keep getting injured, then he will have a shot at making the team. And the way that he can make the team is as a return specialist. I mean, that's where he can really make his mark. You know, right now I would say that he has a better shot of landing on the practice squad. He is a team favorite. He's almost a mascot of, you know, some of the other players, and they love him. And Odell and Jarvis and those guys have taken him under his wing, given him shoes and all that kind of thing. They love his inspirational story. So he might get some brownie points that way. But I would have to say if everyone's healthy, he seems more like a practice squatter to me.
Mary Kay, let's talk about the punter and the kicker, right? At punter, you have a veteran punter who's good, and then this rookie who's booming punts who looks really impressive. So you're excited about that competition. At kicker, it's the opposite, where you don't really trust either guy. What do you make of both of those situations right now?
Well, you know, I think the kicking competition is probably still up in the air, although Austin Seibert came through yesterday going 5-for-5 in the field goal drill. So he seems to have settled down a little bit and is kind of coming on strong. So he's got a big couple of weeks here. I mean, a really big couple of weeks, because obviously you would expect your fifth-round pick that's a kicker to make your football team. So he's got to get out there and prove it. He's got to do that again today, what he did yesterday. Greg Joseph, he's been solid, not perfect. Again, I still would probably feel better with Greg Joseph right now, just because I've seen Austin Seibert miss so many kicks this camp. But I know they want to give him every chance to make this team.
What about punter?
Punter, I don't know. I still think that, you know, the veteran punter is, you know, the safer bet. But, you know, like you said, he's been booming punts all over the place, and he's been holding a lot too. And so, you know, they're giving him a good look, and I think that will come down to the wire.
Mary Kay, what do you feel about Antonio Callaway and this latest suspension? Do we think that, you know, he is going to get one more chance? What are the Browns saying internally about that situation?
Well, I wrote a story the other day with some details about Antonio. It's my understanding that he hasn't failed a test since the end of last year, that these indiscretions came from last season and sort of accumulated to the point where this was the time to end up with a 4-game suspension. They appealed it. You know, that takes a while. So that's why, it seems like, you know, he just did something, you know, 3 weeks ago or something, but that's not the case. This was mostly from last year. I think the Browns are standing behind him and realizing that he's really trying. He's undergone an intensive treatment program. He's still talking to substance abuse counselors and things like that. And I know that they want to see him succeed, and he does have the support of Baker Mayfield and some of the other receivers on the team. And I think most people are just hoping that he can kind of get this behind him.
But this has got to be his last straw, right, Mary Kay? I mean, do you think if he fails another drug test down the line, they will move on from him?
Well, you know, I think that he would definitely be in extreme jeopardy of losing his job if he has another misstep. Yes. Even Freddie Kitchens said, we will not put up with these types of things. And, you know, if he ends up in stage three, which I don't know if he's in stage three right now or not, but if he is in stage three, you know, then you, one misstep and you, you know, for marijuana, which is what I was told that he tested positive for last year, then that's a 10-game suspension. So, yes, it would be hard to keep your career going if you start going down that road.
Mary Kay, last thing. For Saturday, we know that Odell is not playing. What about Landry, Njoku, Chubb, and maybe some of the starting defensive linemen? Are those guys going to play?
It looks like all the defensive linemen are back and ready to roll. So I would expect all those guys to play. Odell, like you said, I would say no. Jarvis, I'd probably also say no, unless they throw him out there for a couple of reps, because he took about five reps yesterday in team drills. Njoku, I would have to guess no, because he just showed up with a knee injury yesterday. Again, I'll know more today after we get out there and see who's not practicing. But they're going to err on the side of caution here.
Mary Kay, good stuff. Thanks for checking in with us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.